Monday morning, WCHL Ron Stutz here, along with...
No, it'd be me, Freddie Kiger.
Oh, yeah, you.
This is the first week that I don't have to do anything for a while.
Wow.
I'm excited.
You ought to just kick back and take it easy.
I am, but I'm here with you, man. I'm here with you.
Well, that's because you just are just so incredibly dedicated.
I'm a good soldier.
And you love doing this.
Well, we do have fun.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
It is fun, but...
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should do it later in the day. We can both get more sleep.
I'm going back home and hitting the cobalt blue rack monster.
I know, and I get sick of hearing you tell me that because I don't get a chance to go back home and go to sleep.
And I put my phone somewhere where I cannot hear it.
Good.
Yeah.
Just turn it on silent or whatever.
I just put it in another room, and it is silent.
Well, no wonder you'll never answer the phone when I call you.
No, not that hour. Well, you used to do that all the time when we were living together.
Yeah.
You'd call me in the morning.
Well, you couldn't hear it because of the hairdryer.
That's true. Folks, I use a hairdryer sometimes. It's white noise.
Yeah, all night long.
Yeah,
really.
On occasion.
Really.
Oh, on occasion to drown out the noise from my housemates.
Private joke. Yeah, we did make a lot of noise.
Yeah, but, yeah. Do you remember the time you and Joe Norwood were sitting in my closet?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Folks, I come in from after a long day of teaching, basketball
like
practice.
18 hours.
I'm eating like at 10 or 11 o'clock. I still got papers to grade. And I finally get into my room, and I'm about to go to bed. I know I'm only maybe like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. And as I'm climbing into my bed, I'm hearing snickering.
Sort of like this.
Yeah, exactly. And then it got a little more and more, and I finally get out of bed, and there are my two housemates sitting in my closet.
Freddie, we were a lot younger then.
Yes, we were. All
right. It was funny then.
So you came out of the closet.
Yeah, really.
Yes. We're doing the United States Post Office today.
Okay.
U.S. Good. Post Office.
Mm-hmm.
Much ado always with the U.S. Post Office. Who was this country's first Postmaster General?
I don't think I know that.
There's a Chapel Hill tie.
I don't think I know that.
That's the clue. That's the clue. That's the hint. Who was this country's first Postmaster General?
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
All right, Freddie. First of all, what's the tie to North Carolina?
Tie to Chapel Hill.
Tie to Chapel Hill, yeah. First Postmaster General.
There's a street name for this person.
Okay, well, I don't know, obviously.
It's a main street in this town.
Franklin.
Franklin?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes!
Ha!
Ben Franklin.
It is, isn't it amazing how I deduced that so quickly?
Yes, you did. You were Sherlock Holmesian.
I just
elementary, you know, my dear
said
Watson.
Franklin in the court.
Although I don't think he ever said that.
Kind of gave it away.
Appointed by the Continental Congress, July 26th, coming up on the anniversary, 1775.
Uh-huh.
He was named the Postmaster General. His annual salary $1,000, given $340 for a comptroller and secretary, and his authority ran from Massachusetts down to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And yes, he had experience. British Crown appointed him Postmaster of Philadelphia back in 1737. You want to talk about a Renaissance man?
Yeah.
You want to talk about an incredible human being? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, he could
Ben
do anything.
Franklin was, wow, the things and all that he did.
No kidding.
Truly amazing.
That's cool. Well, hey, listen, thank you for that little bit of education today.
You know what?
What?
Ron, I am so happy to comply.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a better man just from sitting here listening.
And
to
you're
this.
Going to be better because you know what's coming tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Tomorrow, Rock and Roll Tuesday.
That would be correct. See you then, buddy.
I'll be ready.
All right.